Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. It's going to be an exciting hour. We're down to the wire in our pledge drive. This is the last hour of the pledge drive, and we do have a long way to go, but we can get there with your help. The number to call to support Catholic Answers right now is 888-291-8000. Let me give you a little bit of news. We did meet our match last hour, in part because of a very generous donor who took Tim up on his request for $10,000 gift. We're very grateful to Robert in North Dakota. God bless you, Robert. You really helped us out with that one. But so did everybody else. I mean, it was a very strong hour. The first super strong hour that we've had this pledge drive. We're going to need another one in the next hour in order to get there. And that's the other bit of news I want to give you. That is, we have two matches this hour. We have the $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Yesterday, David came in and told you the names of the folks who gave that money. We're grateful for that. If we match it, we get it this hour. And then in addition to that, any new monthly pledge, any new monthly pledge in any amount will be matched again up to the until we've used up that $65,000. So that means any new monthly pledge you start is tripled for us, and that gets us so much closer to our goal. There are 15 of our colleagues on the line right now. Five are taking calls. That means 10 lines open. Perfect time to call 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Our guest for this hour, of course, Jimmy Akin for Open Forum and to help us with the raising of the money. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Cy. I'm very glad to be here. On Tuesday, I talked to the audience, I spoke to the listeners, and I said I needed to plant a seed because in order to get to our overall drive goal of $225,000, we're going to need donations at every level, small ones, middling ones, and large ones. And it can require people to do some checking before they give a large donation. If someone's going to give $1,000 at one time or spread over the course of a year, or $5,000 or $10,000 or even $20,000 or $30,000, they can need to check first. They can need to check with their spouse, make sure that's okay. They can need to check with, you know, their banker, figure out which account it's going to come from. And so I wanted to plant a seed on Tuesday, the first day of our drive, and say we will be needing some of those larger donations. And that's certainly true today. We have $93,000, $94,000 that we need to be able to raise in order to get to our overall drive goal. And so we will be needing larger donations. And now is the time we need to hear from you. If you're able to make one of those larger donations, today is the day. In fact, this is the hour that we need to hear from you. It's the last hour of our drive. We try to keep fundraising to a minimum during the year, but we do need to be fully funded. So we do need to hear from people this hour, whether they're making a smaller donation or a middling sized donation or a larger donation. Now is the time to call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And if you are able to make one of the larger donations, I want to make sure that you are aware of the benefits of doing so, because we have thank yous that we'd like to send everybody who donates, beginning at $10 a month, where you join our Society 315, which is one of our giving societies. We also have some books that we'd like to give you at $20 a month and at $45 a month. If, though, you're able to pledge $84 a month or more, that will add up over the course of a year to $1,000. And lots of people could do $84 a month. That's not out of the range of a large number of people in the audience. And if you're able to donate $84 a month or more, or make a one-time donation of $1,000, then you'll become a member of our President's Club, which is another giving society that we have. It has a bunch of benefits. Among them are you get a free copy of everything that we publish during the course of the year. So that's all the books, booklets, DVDs, audio sets, all of the magazines that we publish during the year. Also, you get, you know, we have a magazine come out every 2 months. You get that. Also, you get VIP access to receptions at Catholic Answers events, such as conferences and cruises. You get an invitation to our annual Founder Circle weekend, which is a consultation weekend we do with key supporters in order to brief them on the work that the ministry is performing and get their feedback and ideas on how the ministry can do even more and even better. And you get access to the work of Tom Nash, who is an apologist that we work with. Specifically, he answers questions from our President's Club members. So it's a dedicated service that we provide for President's Club members, and you gain access to that if you're able to donate $84 a month or more. If you're able to donate $417 or more dollars a month, which would add or make a one-time donation of $5,000, then you get into our highest giving society, which is known as the Founder Circle. And in addition to all of the other benefits that I just mentioned, you also get complimentary registration for you and your spouse at our annual Founder Circle weekend, and you get special access to new courses from the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, which aren't technically publications since it's online, but you get access to them as part of the Founder Circle. So we really do need to hear from people this hour. As of right now, we have five of our colleagues who are currently on the phone. We have 11 lines that are free. So 11 of our fellow Catholic Answers staffers are just waiting at their desks. You'll get through and be able to make your pledge easily, conveniently. It only takes a few seconds. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And please, we do need to hear from you this hour.
888-291-8000, or you can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 16 folks, our colleagues here in the building, ready to take your call, and just 6 calls on right now. So 10 lines open, and we're about $93,000 away from our goal for this hour. So we are going to need all hands on deck. It happens sometimes that we get to the hour, the last hour, and we have this need. It has happened this time, and if we're going to make it, we're going to need your help. Give that call, 888-291-8000. Go into the phones now so Jimmy can answer some questions. We'll go to Brandon in Jacksonville, Florida, watching on YouTube. Brandon, thank you for being here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hello. Thank you so much for allowing me to have a question. So my question for Jimmy is, what is the best refutation to the Eastern Orthodox Church in support of the papacy? If you could just give a short, condensed analysis, so to speak. What would be the best way to support the papacy?
Well, so it's going to depend on the individual Eastern Orthodox person you're talking to, because they don't all have the same view of the papacy. They will use different arguments against the papacy. So you're going to have to do some research first and say, well, what do you think about the papacy? Why do you, you know, hold the position you do? And then you respond in kind. However, a common view among Eastern Orthodox is that the Pope is only a first among equals among the patriarchs of the Church, and therefore he doesn't have any special authority beyond that. He has the same authority as the other patriarchs, but he has a kind of ceremonial role that gives him a special ceremonial honor without any extra vote. It's kind of like the situation on the Supreme Court. You know, you have the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He gets one vote when the justices vote on a case, but all of the associate justices also have one vote. The Chief Justice has some special ceremonial functions that he does. He gets to chair the meeting, he gets to assign cases, but he really, when it comes down to it, he doesn't have any more bottom line authority than the other justices do. He just gets one vote like everybody else. This, however, is a modern idea. This is not something that would have been natural in an ancient Jewish context. The ancient Israelites did not think in terms of first among equals. When they had the Confederate tribal structure of Israel, where you have, you know, the 12 tribes plus the tribe of Levi. There was one tribe that had leadership overall. At first, it was the tribe of Benjamin when Saul was a king and when his son was briefly a king, not Jonathan, a different son. And then it was the tribe of Judah when David and his descendants were king. Saul was not a first among equals. David was not a first among equals. Benjamin and Judah were not first among equals as tribes. They had actual rulership authority. And that's the parallel that we see in the case of the kingdom that Jesus set up in his church. Jesus is the Messiah. He's the son of David. He's the new David. And consequently, the church is modeled off of the Davidic kingdom. When Jesus in Matthew 16 makes Peter, when he declares Peter to be the rock on which he'll build his church, and he gives him the keys of the kingdom, that's an allusion to Isaiah, where in Isaiah, the key is being used as a symbol of the office of the chief steward of the house of David, who at the time was a man named Shebna, and the office was being transferred to a man named Eliakim. And he had a unique authority in the household of David. We're specifically told in Isaiah that the chief steward has the power to open and shut, and that was a power that was unique to him that could not be countermanded by other lesser officials in David's household. We are specifically told that when Eliakim assumes the office of chief steward, he shall shut and none shall open, and he shall open and none shall shut. So he had a unique authority that could not be countermanded by other Davidic officials. And Jesus is making Peter the steward of the house of the new David. So he's going to have the comparable authority. Peter is going to be able to bind and loose in a way that others are not. They may share degrees of the ability to bind and loose, but they're not going to be able to individually wield it in its fullness the way Peter is, and that then is going to transfer on to the popes. They will be able to bind and loose in a unique way that transcends the binding and loosing ability of bishops in general. So those are some of the considerations that I would bring to bear on that on the subject, and I hope that helps you, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon. I hope it helps you as well. We are in the midst, or in the very last hour now of our 2022 fundraising here on the air. We only come to you four times a year, just for 6 hours each time we come. And each of those hours, we also do what Jimmy just did, answer a whole lot of questions. But we do need your help right now. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match to use up this hour. And at this moment, we have used up 1,600 of it. So we've got more than $18,000 in match sitting on the table, and we've got a long way to go. Right now, $92,000 to raise. So could you help us out? Give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also just text the word Catholic to 24365. That will get you where you need to be to make your pledge. A long way to go, very much in need of your help, but I'm not going to stop going to the phones and letting Jimmy do his job. I will trust you that you are going to support us. 888-291-8000. I will entice you again with the matches. There's a $20,000 match, most of which is still available for this hour. And that's for anybody that gives
the large
any
majority,
amount.
The large majority of which is still available for this hour.
And then there's the second match, which is for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge, 888-291-8000. So basically, if you start a new monthly pledge right now, while we have these two matches still available, your pledge is being tripled and we don't get the match until we meet it. That's how that works. 888-291-8000. One more thing I'll say before we go back to the phones and let Jimmy do his job, which is we're going to need some of those larger gifts. We've had one very large gift today, but we are very much in need of those folks who can do the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, maybe even $10,000 gifts if we're going to make it all the way to being fully funded. 888-291-8000. Dennis in Beaver Creek just committed to $500 spread out over the year, so all of that will be triple matched. And he wanted to pass along that he and his wife are now in the RCIA, and they credit Catholic Answers for their conversion. They're thrilled to be admitted to the Catholic Church. Thank you, Dennis, and your wife for that pledge. 888-291-8000. Lots of lines open right now.
And I want to comment on an aspect of Dennis and his wife's story, because they're donating to support the show, and they're not even Catholic, not yet. And they are not unique in that regard. We mentioned yesterday we've been receiving donations from other people who are not Catholic. Some of them may be in the process of becoming Catholic, but others have not indicated that. Others have just said, I'm a Protestant, but I see the value in the information you're putting out and in the show you're doing, in the way you're teaching God's word, and I want to support it. And so we have people who aren't even Catholic that are seeing the value of Catholic Answers Live. So if you are a Catholic and you're not yet donating, what's up with that? You're letting non-Catholics outdo you. They are recognizing the value of the show. They're supporting it. They're being very generous. So if you're a Catholic and you're not yet supporting the show, please do. I want to encourage you to not let our non-Catholic friends outdo you. You know you want to be supporting Catholic information and good quality Catholic programming. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, where you can get through 24 hours a day. Right now, we've got four of our colleagues who are just waiting to take your call. So do give us a call, 888-291-8000.
Up next, Andrew in Midland, Michigan, listening on Catholic.com. We're very grateful for your call. Andrew, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. So I'm pretty involved in the pro-life movement in Michigan. And one of the speakers that I came across recently, his name is Zachary King. I was wondering if that name is familiar to you. He claims to be a former high wizard of the Satanic Church.
The name is familiar to me, yes.
Yeah. And so I was wondering, I love Mr. King's story, and he's an excellent pro-life speaker. But there are aspects of it that, I'm not sure are accurate. You know what I mean? Just something that my intuition kind of like picked up on, I guess you could say. And I was wondering if you know anything about whether or not his story is completely accurate. I know he also is in his books. Says that like the Bilderbergs and the World Trade Organization are deeply entrenched in satanic worship. And so I just wondered if you might be able to comment on that.
Sure. So I haven't had the chance to investigate Mr. King's story personally, not at this point. I very well may do so in the future and say do an episode on him for Mysterious World. However, from what I know of him and from the from what I know about similar situations, I'm already suspicious. The claim that, for example, the Bilderberg group, which I have done a previous Mysterious World episode on, so I have researched them, the claim that they're secretly worshiping the devil is not well-founded. They are an international organization that it discusses business and political matters connected with Europe and North America principally, although they've expanded that. And they come from a wide variety of different backgrounds culturally and religiously. And getting all of them to agree to worship the devil is not going to be an easy thing to do. And if anything, the dominant worldview among the Bilderbergers is going to be secularism, not Satanism. So that right there is a very suspicious claim. Also, there are parallel situations where people have reported these amazing conversion stories from Satanism and said things like, I was a high wizard or a high priest in Satanism and things like that. And they try to make them sound very important in Satanism. And the thing is, there aren't important Satanist groups. there are little bitty teeny Satanist groups here and there, but there's not some massive, you know, single church that's like the counterpart to the Catholic Church. Even the biggest Satanist organizations are tiny. So if you want to say you were the head of some tiny little group of people, well, maybe you were, but that's not particularly impressive because all Satanist organizations are tiny. Many of them are just a few people, like a few teenagers or 20-somethings who hang out and think it's cool to say I'm a Satanist, and there's like three or four people in the group. Furthermore, there are known parallels to this situation. Like, for example, back in the 1980s, there was a guy named Mike Warnke, who similarly claimed to be like this high-ranking Satanist that then had a dramatic conversion to Christ, and he gave talks and he did all kinds of things in the Christian community. And when he was investigated, it turned out his story was completely false. You know, he gave descriptions of himself in his Satanist days, like, you know, having monster long fingernails and hair. And, oh, here's a picture of him from those days. And he's totally clean cut with normal length fingernails. And when his claims about his Satanist days were investigated, they were regularly falsified. So there is a history of people who have made false claims about themselves being high-ranking converted Satanists, and it has not been true. And consequently, if anyone is making similar claims today, that's a reason for suspicion. And although, like I said, I haven't investigated Mr. King's claims, so I can't say for sure in his case, I would already be suspicious of them. And, you know, I'd suggest checking out Mysterious World because I may well cover him in the future. I hope that helps, Andrew. And it's an illustration of just how important it is to be careful and to carefully evaluate the claims people are making and not simply accept them because they're exciting or thrilling or appealing on some emotional level. What's ultimately important is the truth. And that's not only what I do on Mysterious World, it's also what I do here on Catholic Answers Live. Catholic Answers Live is all about sifting the truth, sifting the evidence, looking at the arguments, and figuring out what's really true. Not just accepting something because it's exciting or dramatic, but actually saying what's true here, because we worship the God of truth. As Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we need to take truth very seriously. And one of the things that St. Paul talks about, I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to read the passage today. One of the things that St. Paul talks about is the importance of supporting the teaching of the truth. In Galatians chapter 6, St. Paul is writing, and he addresses this subject, and he says, "The one who receives instruction in the word..." So, of course, that's the Word of God, which is what we're all about teaching here on Catholic Answers Live. That's the kind of instruction we do. He says, "The one who receives instruction of the Word should share all good things with their instructor." And that's a reference to supporting the teaching of God's Word materially, sharing all good things, including, and especially he's thinking of, financial resources that will enable the teacher of God's word to keep teaching. And he then says something very interesting. He says, "Do not be deceived." This is the very next thing he says. "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked." So how would you mock God with respect to supporting the teaching of God's word? He says, "A man reaps what he sows. Whosoever sows to please the flesh," which in context would mean spending your money on yourself to please your flesh, "from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit," which would mean spending your money to support the teaching of God's word, "from the Spirit will reap eternal life." So God rewards people in eternal life for the support they gave to the teaching of God's word. And that's one reason it's very important we hear from you today. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment. And right now, we've only got two of our colleagues taking calls. We have 13 of them who are waiting to take your call. The break is an ideal time to call and make your donation because you won't be missing anything. And we've got the people standing by. And St. Paul assures, if you sow to the Spirit, if you generously support the teaching of God's Word like we do here on Catholic Answers Live, then from the Holy Spirit, you will reap eternal life. Please give us a call now, 888-291-8000. Let's light up those phone lines, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 is that number to call, and we've got 13 lines open. We've got both matches available, and we've got $85,000 to raise in the next half hour. I haven't seen a number that big for a while, but with your help, we can do it.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. A little pledge drive groovy music there. We're in the last half hour now of our pledge drive. About 83,000 to go to be fully funded. And in with us here in studio is Development David, David Matheson, Director of Development here. I just wonder, what are you seeing out there? How are you feeling about this? What do we need?
You know, I'm feeling good, but we need some folks to step up here, Si. I know you guys have been talking about it. Jimmy's been talking about it. I love the biblical references that Jimmy utilizes to kind of to inspire us all to step up and donate. And what I would say is, you know, if and you guys have been saying this all along, but if there is someone out there who's kind of been waiting for that moment to be called to donate the $5,000, the $10,000, the $20,000 that they would like to offer to support Catholic Answers, this is the time to do it. Because we have a big goal. We have a lot of work that we're doing, certainly here with Catholic Answers Live and Catholic Radio. But there's a lot of other great stuff that's going on here at the Apostolate as well. And this is the time to support what we're doing. And what I would ask, you know, let's put a personal touch on this, because you may or may not know, I am a Catholic Answers convert myself. My wife, I think she would describe herself as a Catholic Answers revert. But what I'd like the folks out there to ask yourselves is, have you been personally touched by the work of Si Kellett, Jimmy Akin, Trent Horn, Tim Staples, etc., all of the great folks here on Catholic Answers Live and Catholic Radio in general. Have you been touched by this, or has somebody you know been touched by this? Do you know somebody who, maybe without Catholic Answers, would not have come into the church? Maybe you are that person. And I want you to ask yourself, how much is that worth? Is that worth $5,000? Is that worth $10,000? Is it priceless, but you can write that larger check to help us not only meet our match, but meet our goal? Then this is the time to do it.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. Eight of our colleagues just waiting for your calls at this moment. Say hello to them if you like. Tell them you need to be done quickly if you like. However, you prefer, but we do need your help right now in this last half hour. 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you prefer to text, you can text the word Catholic to 24365. 888-291-8000 is the usual way that people use, and there are eight lines open right now for you to make your pledge. Lots of folks put up big money for these matches, so I wish people would take advantage. I mean, I have to tell you, David, what I'm seeing looking at the sheets is a lot of folks coming in for that $20 a month, $40 mm-hmm. a month, $10 mm-hmm. a month. It's the larger donations that we're missing right now. And so
it is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely. It is. We're missing some of the larger donations. We're missing some of the larger monthlies as well. So if you are interested in supporting it on a monthly basis, and let's say your first thought is, well, I can give $20 a month. Let me ask you this. Can you instead give $30 a month? Can you give $40 or maybe even $50 a month? We've got plenty of folks on the phones right now to take your call. You are not bothering us.
No, you are not
taking up our time to call in and offer up that monthly donation. But what I'd like you to do, if you can, if you are so blessed, would you stretch a little bit here? Would you, if you are thinking $1,000, can you do $1,500? If you're thinking $5,000, can you do $6,000, et cetera? And those larger monthly donations as well. But again, this is the moment where we could really use your help if you could give that five or even $6,000 or six-figure donation. And then I will tell you, Si, one of the great joys of the pledge drive for me is talking to all the folks out there. We get occasions where we have the chance to talk to our supporters, the people that really love us. Our national conference is one of those. But the big one is really the Catholic Answers radio drive. So when you call in and you're telling us about the effect that Catholic Answers has had on your life or somebody that you know, we love to hear those stories. That is one of the joys for me of this pledge drive is, you know, I sit at my desk. Sometimes I get out on the road. But when I get a chance to talk to somebody who really loves us and is calling to donate, it brings me a lot of joy. And I know it brings a lot of my colleagues joy as well. You guys get to experience it all the time here on the air.
Well, we do. I mean, that is an advantage we have. And one of the nice things about Pledge Drive is after in the evening when we're done and people are heading out the door, sharing those stories.
Yes.
And people will tell you the coolest things. Or maybe, you know, yesterday, actually, someone told me about someone who really needed prayers and just called and said, can you all pray for me? So, and everybody did. 888-291-8000 is the number. Share your story if you like. We love hearing them. 888-291-8000. Or just tell them, I'm in a rush. Let's do this quickly, and they'll get you done quickly. We're getting down. We're approaching needing just $80,000. So we're making some progress, but we need your help right now. Please fill up those lines. 888-291-8000. David, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Get back and answer those phones. Now.
I will. I'm going to get back on the phones. Jimmy, thank you for all your work as well. I think Jimmy had something he wanted to say.
Yeah, thank you, David. I wanted to give people an update. So we're working on this $20,000 challenge for this hour, and we're making better progress than we have towards that challenge so far this hour than we have in previous days of this drive. We've currently brought in between 12,000 and 13,000, so we need another 7,500 in order to make this challenge. But we're only halfway through the hour, so a little bit more than halfway. So we're more than halfway towards our challenge for this hour. We're making good progress. We still need to hear from people. And as Si said, we still need more than 80,000 in order to get to our overall drive goal so that we can be fully funded, as Si says. And so we do very much need to hear from people. at all levels, including larger donations like the ones you mentioned, Dave. Yep. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I can see that we do have some folks on the line, which is great. We currently have four of our colleagues who are available to take your call right now. Also, I just want to mention, you know, I've mentioned this on previous days, but if you're not in North America and you can't make the toll-free call to speak to our employees, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That works from anywhere in the world. We've had gifts from Europe and from Asia. I'd love to see gifts from Africa and South America and Antarctica, for that matter, or even the International Space Station, if you're listening up there on the internet. Also, I want to let you know that CatholicAnswersRadio.com works 24 hours, not only works from everywhere in the world, but it also works 24 hours a day. So if you're listening time delayed, like via podcast, or you're watching on YouTube or a Facebook replay or something like that, that will still work and it'll still count towards this drive. So if you're hearing my voice now, you have the opportunity, even if it's time delayed, to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and participate in the drive. If you happen to give us a call and the lines are all full, which miraculously they are,
they just filled up,
which is awesome. Yep. If you do call, you'll go into a queue and they will answer, but it'll take a little bit longer. Or if you want to make your donation or pledge quickly, you can still just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yep. And I'm going to go get on the phones right now because our lines are all full. There's 14 people on the phones. I'm going to make it 15.
Sorry, make it 15 and one line just opened up. Perfect time to call.
Take care.
Thanks, David, so much. 888-291-8000 is that number. Let's go back to the other phone line and let Jimmy answer some questions. We're going to Peggy in Clinton, Missouri, listening on the EWTN app. Peggy, thanks so much for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Okay. I belong to a multi-denominational Bible study, and they don't seem to realize that the God in the Old Testament is the God in the New Testament. You know, it talks about how the Jews, you know, killed, like in Esther, 600,000 people, and then in Kings, you know, they kill, you know, and they think it's God that's killing these people. I think that in the Old Testament, the Jews looked at God like humanity. They didn't really know the real God, and that the prophets would come and try and teach them about God. But the God in the Old Testament is the same God in the New Testament, as far as I'm concerned.
So, Peggy, do you want?
How can I explain
that
to them?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I would say explain that to them the same way you did just now, because that's a good explanation. There is only one God. He is the creator. He's the creator in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jesus makes it clear his Father is the creator, and that's who we're worshiping. Now, there are shifting understandings of awareness of God over the course of time. That's something Jesus himself indicates. For example, in the Gospel of Mark, when Jesus is asked about divorce and remarriage, he indicates that, well, if you divorce someone, you know, you're validly married to someone, you divorce them and they marry someone else, that's adultery. And so the question comes up, well, then why did Moses allow us to divorce our wives? And Jesus says, it's because your hearts were hard. And that shows us that God tolerated certain things at the beginning of his walk with the Israelites back during the time of Moses because their hearts were hard. They didn't have a complete understanding of God's will. But now that Jesus is here, he does give us a complete understanding of God's will, that marriage, if it's a valid marriage, it's permanent. And so consequently, we see just from that example that over the course of time, God led the Israelites into a fuller understanding of who he was. We see the same thing in other ways, too. For example, early on, you have modes of expression like, you know, the children are going to be cursed to the third and fourth generation of those who oppose God. But then when you get to the later prophets, like like Ezekiel and Jeremiah, you find them saying, oh, no, that's not what's going to happen. The one who sins is the one who's going to be punished, not their children. And they even had a saying in ancient Israel, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth have been set on edge. Well, Ezekiel and Jeremiah come along and say, that is not God's will. Stop saying that. God will only punish the people who have actually sinned. And so these earlier modes of language need to be recognized as not fully literal. They were approximations that were suited to the mentality of the early Israelites, but as the Israelites grow in their knowledge of God, those earlier approximations need to be recognized for what they are. So we see this happening both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And those are a few examples that might assist you in talking with your friends.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that call and that question. We have more questions to get to, and we will get to them. But I got to take a quick minute to remind you that we are in the last moments now of our last pledge drive of this year, and we are much in need of your help. We're still hovering right around $80,000 that we need to raise in the last few minutes of this drive. Oh, there we go. We just went under 80,000. So it's 79,000 something right now. So we do need your help. We've got lots of matches. Ask about them when you call 888-291-8000. Or as Jimmy said, now or later, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're a texter, just text the word Catholic to 24365.
And our more immediate goal of the hourly match of $20,000, we are 75% of the way there. We are almost 75% of the way through this hour. We still need to make $5,000, but as long as you keep calling, we'll be on track to make that match and to make more progress towards our overall drive goal. So do give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. There are 9 lines open for you right now. The number is 888-291-8000. And remember, those principles I was talking about from St. Paul, I mean, today I quoted from Galatians 6. Yesterday I quoted from 2 Corinthians 9. You can look up those passages yourself and see exactly what Paul is saying. If you have the ability to support generously and you don't, either you don't give at all or you give a little bit, but you could it really do more than that, you're not really going to get much of a reward for that. But if you support generously according to your means, then Paul indicates you will receive rewards, not just in this life, but in eternal life, and you'll be able to enjoy those eternal rewards forever. In fact, St. Paul in Galatians 6 actually says you will receive eternal life. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. By supporting generously, you'll not only be helping us keep teaching God's word, you'll also be receiving eternal rewards from God.
Long way still to go, but we're in good spirits around here. You have always taken care of us and made sure that we were able to stay on the air, and the Lord has always taken care of us, and we're counting on all that goodwill. We'll get there. We got a long way to go. I'll tell you right now, we're down to $77,000 that we need to raise in the next 16 minutes. Wilder things have happened. It could happen, but we do need all hands on deck right now. If you are a hand and you can lend us a hand, please call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
Also, we got a note that says Terry increased her donation to $100 a month. So, Terry, congratulations. You'll now be a member of the President's Club. It says she loves Cy, Jimmy, Joe, and all the apologists, and she wants to let you all know that you bring real joy into her life every day. Oh, and I hadn't read this part. She says that Jimmy has inspired in her a desire to continue delving into our beautiful faith, which is awesome. What I wanted to note, though, is she was an existing donor. And she then increased the amount of her monthly pledge. And so if you are an existing donor, that's something you can do too. And when you do that, you'll receive all the thank yous that that we mentioned, including if, like Terry, you join the President's Club, you'll receive all the benefits of the President's Club. So don't think if you've already made your if you've already been a supporter that you're limited to that, that you can't increase that. You can. And the people that we have here on staff are trained in how to help you do that. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
We're seeing lots and lots of recurring donations. People are taking advantage of that. That is the absolute bread and butter here, is to be able to have those recurring donations so we know what's coming in each month. I see a $35 a month, $25 a month. Someone did an $84 a month. But we also just received a donation from Douglas in Oklahoma of $2,000. And to be honest with you, we're going to need both kinds of donations in the last few minutes here if we're going to come close to our goal and make our goal. And I believe we can make the goal. Long way still to go, but we need your help. And I'm sure that you will be there for us. 888-291-8000 is the number. Six lines open right now. Perfect time to call. 888-291-8000. Now we go to Ben in Minnesota, listening on EWTN. Ben, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Thanks, Cy and Jimmy, for taking my question. I'm a Protestant. I'm a Lutheran in Minnesota, uh-huh. And I was just kind of curious. I was talking with my friends last night, and I've been listening to you guys for a while, and seems as though that the only way to get the Eucharist is through a Catholic priest or Orthodox priest, right?
Well, there are a few other churches that have a valid sacrament of holy orders, but yes, you do need a validly ordained priesthood in order to have the Eucharist celebrated. Yeah.
Well, the question was, they didn't see that in the Bible where it needed to be a priest, and they said, mm-hmm. They were saying, what about in areas where priests aren't available? Are we not supposed to do communion and remember our Lord?
Okay, so let's consider, the first thing I'd say is that I'm assuming your friends are Protestant, and as a result, it's understandable that they might want to apply the Protestant principle of sola scriptura, which holds that every doctrine must be proved by scripture alone, and say, well, I don't see this in scripture, so it's not a Christian doctrine. Well, okay, I understand that, and I understand, that line of reasoning. I used to share it myself when I was a Protestant, but I realized upon studying it that actually sola scriptura itself is not taught anywhere in the Bible. And if every doctrine has to be established by scripture alone, then sola scriptura has to be established by scripture alone, and it can't be. So it ends up refuting itself, and I would have to say it's not the pattern that God established for us. So I would say sola scriptura is a self-refuting doctrine, and therefore we shouldn't be applying it to questions like this. So what should we apply? Well, what I call the apostolic paradigm is what the apostles used in the New Testament era, and they recognized that we do need to listen to scripture, the scriptures the apostles have handed on to us as genuinely inspired, including the Old Testament ones. They also recognized that we needed to listen to apostolic tradition, to traditions that came from the apostles, and that the teaching authority or magisterium of the church has a decisive role in interpreting scripture and tradition, as we see in Acts 15. So what do we find when we apply that paradigm to this question? Well, let's look at a parallel case. Now, it's true that there's no passage in the New Testament that explicitly says that you need to have a priest in order to have a valid Eucharist. Your friends posed a question about, well, what if we're in an area where there's not a priest? Shouldn't we go ahead and celebrate it anyway? Cy Kellett.
Yes, sir.
Suppose we're in ancient Israel.
Yeah.
And we're away from Jerusalem, where the temple is, where God has authorized sacrifices to be given. Yeah. Suppose you and I are living up in the north, and it's not convenient for us to go down to Jerusalem where the temple is. Can we just sacrifice, say, a bull to God on our own?
Absolutely not. You gotta go to the temple.
Yeah. So the mere absence of a priest is not enough to be able to perform a sacrifice in God's eyes. That's shown to us in Scripture itself. So I would point that out to your friends. Now, in terms of second question, is the Eucharist a sacrifice? Well, the Eucharist, and Ben, you mentioned you're a Lutheran, so you recognize that it contains the body and blood of Christ, which is great. Psychelet, in the Eucharist, Christ's body and blood are depicted as being in a state of separation. You know, the priest consecrates the host, and then he consecrates the wine, and one is in a ciborium, one is in a chalice. They're depicted in a state of separation. Is having one's body and blood in a state of separation indicative of life or death?
That would be death.
Death, right, because this is representing Christ's death on the cross, which was a sacrifice. And so by depicting the body and blood of Christ in a state of separation, the Eucharist depicts Christ's sacrifice. Psychelet, question three, is offering sacrifices a priestly work, yes or no?
Yes, it is.
That's yes,
the work
it is.
Of the priest.
Now, of course, there's a sense in which all Israelites had a common priesthood, and there's a sense in which all Christians have a common priesthood that lets us offer sacrifices that are appropriate to our priesthood, like praise and thanksgiving. But when it comes to materially offering a sacrifice, like a bull at the temple or Christ on the cross, which is what the Eucharist is doing, you need to be a ministerial priest. It can't be just anybody. And so I would argue that these passages in the New Testament and the very institution of the Eucharist itself as manifesting Christ's sacrifice indicate you need a priest to do that. It can't be just anybody. This is a sacrifice. It is a concrete sacrifice that corresponds to but surpasses the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament. And so you're going to need a priest to do the Eucharist, and that's not just something that's implied in Scripture. It's made explicit in apostolic tradition, because at the very beginning of the second century, around the year 108, Bishop Ignatius of Antioch was being led to Rome for his execution, and on his way he wrote letters in which he told people, do not participate in a Eucharist unless it is celebrated by the bishop or someone the bishop has appointed, meaning a priest. So you have a clear indication right there in the year 108 by a man who himself had been taught by the apostles that not just anybody can perform the Eucharist. So I hope that helps you out, Ben, and also provides us another illustration, Ben's call does, of how Catholic Answers is reaching people who aren't even Catholic. Ben said he was Lutheran, but he valued what we do on the show enough to call in and ask his question. We need you to call in too, because we're right down at the end.
72,000 to go in the next minute and a half.
And we are going into the break, so it's the perfect time to call. We have lines available for you right now. 11 of our colleagues are just standing by waiting to take your call, and all of them will stay there at their desks until the phones stop ringing. So give us a call. It's 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. If you want, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate safely and securely online. And if you're listening time delayed, even if it's a few days from now, you can still participate in the drive. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But right now, we need to light up the phone lines at 888-291-8000.
Still some match to use up for this hour, but the main number to let you know as we head off, and I'll let you know how we do tomorrow, is we have $72,000 to go to be fully funded. I know there are some folks who have been waiting to decide whether they were going to make their pledge. Maybe and several people in the last few minutes have come in with $1,000, $2,000 gift. If you can do that, or maybe you could do a $5,000, maybe you could do a $10,000 gift. You get us a long way towards being fully funded for the next 3 months. That's the way it works around here. We come to you each 3 months and ask you to fund us for the next 3 months going forward. And right now, let me give you a fully updated number. We are exactly, well, not exactly, but we are roughly $72,000 away from being fully funded. 888, please fill up these lines, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. They're standing by for your calls, 888-291-8000.